She smiled and looked at me like, what is this boy up to? She said, that is not a very good sales pitch. I said, I know, but it's true. And I meant it. It was true. I said, I know most of the young Democrats our age who want to go into politics. They mean well and they speak well, but none of them is as good as you are at actually doing things to make positive changes in people's lives. So I suggested she go home to Illinois or move to New York and look for a chance to run for office. She just laughed and said, are you out of your mind? Nobody would ever vote for me. So I finally got her to come visit me in Arkansas. And when she did, the people at the law school were so impressed, they offered her a teaching position. And she decided to take a huge chance. She moved to a strange place, more rural, more culturally conservative than any place she'd ever been, where she knew good and well people would wonder what in the world she was like and whether they could or should accept her. Didn't take them long to find out what she was like. She loved her teaching, and she got frustrated when one of her students said, well, what do you expect? I'm just from Arkansas. She said, don't tell me that. You're as smart as anybody. You just got to believe in yourself and work for it and set high goals. She believed that anybody could make it. She also started the first legal aid clinic in Northwest Arkansas, providing legal aid services to poor people who couldn't pay for them. One day, I was driving her to the airport to fly back to Chicago when we passed this little brick house that had a for sale sign on it. And she said, boy, that's a pretty house. It had 1,100 square feet, an attic fan and no air conditioner in hot Arkansas, and a screened-in porch. Hillary commented on what a uniquely designed and beautiful house it was. So I took a big chance. I bought the house.